The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Of course, Ghadir, the main purpose of Ghadir was the vilayat of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And the famous words that he uttered at that time where he says, Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawla. Now, as I said it many times, you know, no learned Sunni scholar will ever deny the event or these words that the Prophet uttered in Ghadir. But then they say, well, you know, we differ with one another on the issue of the meaning of the word mawla. And sometimes the question is put forward. They say, why didn't the Prophet use a very clear term? Why didn't he say, you know, Khalifa? Well, if you look at the versions that we have, it has been explained in all different ways. Even the poet from Medina by the name of Hassan bin Thabit al-Ansari, who was there. And he was a poet. So he's not only an Arab. He's an Arab who knows the language. He's an Arab who is able to compose poetry, actually about many different events which took place in the life of the Prophet. And even on the day of Ghadir, he came to the Prophet and he said, do you allow me to recite some lines of poetry about this event? And there he says very clearly that, you know, a time came where the Prophet asked the people that Allah is your Mawla and I am your Mawla. Do you accept it? And when they said yes, then he says that, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ يَا عَلِي فَقَالَ لَهُ يَا عَلِي Then the Prophet said to Ali, stand up. فَعِنِّي جَعَلْتُكَ بَعْدِي إِمَامًا وَهَادِيًا These are his words in poetry. That, O Ali, I have appointed you as a Hadi and an Imam. So Hassan bin Thabit, an Arab, a poet, took these words as Mawla in the meaning of Hadi and Imam. What else do you want? You're sitting there 1400 years back and saying, well, you know, let us look at the dictionary. There are seven meanings of Mawla. And then you try to find the one which will suit your aqidah. No, look at what the people understood at that time. When Umar comes and congratulates and says, Asbahta mawlai wa mawla al-mu'mineen wa mu'mina. Kull mu'minin wa mu'mina. You have become a mawla. Becoming a mawla in what sense there? Not friend. And so, anyway, that's another discussion. I just digress from my, you know, notes here. I wanted to share with you, you know, when people say, well, why didn't the Prophet use the term Khalifa? If that is the issue, if we present to you a hadith where the Prophet uses the word Khalifa for Ali, would you accept it then? Or is it just, you know, argument after arguments? There is a very famous Sunni scholar of hadith who was actually contemporary of Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari, the compiler of Sahih Bukhari. They lived at the same time. You know, Bukhari died in 256 after Hijrah, and this other alim by the name of Ibn Abi Asim died in 286. They lived almost at the same time, but Asim was there longer than Bukhari. And he has a book, Kitab al-Sunnah. In that book, he has a narration where he quotes his chain of narration going all the way to Abdullah ibn Abbas, a very prominent companion. And there he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم that the Prophet of Islam said to Ali, أنت مني بمنزلة هارون من موسى إلا أنك لست نبيا. The Prophet is saying to Ali, you are to me at the same station and level or status as Harun was to Musa, except that you are not a prophet. إِنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ عَضْحَبُ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ خَلِيفَتِي فِي كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. He says, it is necessary that I go. Means I'm going to die one day. It is necessary that I go while you will be my successor. وَأَنْتَ خَلِيفَتِي. You will be my Khalifa fi kulli mu'min min ba'di, for every believer after me. You're looking for clear words? Any more clear words than those? No. These days, you know, some of our young people have newly learned Ilm Hadith, and they say, well, you know, all these Hadiths, Maulanas, and scholars, and speakers, narrate, these are all fabrications and from Ghulat. So easy to say Da'if and use the term Ghali. Well, this is not from the Shia sources anyway. This is from Sunni source. And if you want to know the authenticity of this Hadith, a very prominent Salafi scholar, Wahhabi scholar of our century, a scholar of Hadith by the name of Sheikh Muhammad Nasir al-Din al-Albani. He died in 1999, originally from Albanian background, but raised in Syria. And he became a very prominent scholar in the science of Hadith among the Wahhabi, the Salafis. And he actually published this book of Kitab al-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim with annotations by himself as a scholar of Hadith. About every Hadith he will say, this is right or wrong, za'if or sahih, you know. And so in that annotations that he has on this Kitab al-Sunnah of Ibn Abi Asim, Sheikh Albani makes the comment. He says, إسناده حسن ورجاله ثقات رجال الشيخين. He says the chain of narration is good of this hadith, and its narrators are trustworthy among the narrators of the two sheikh, Bukhari and Muslim. So you have a hadith from the Sunni sources, verified by most prominent Salafi scholar of hadith in this century, where the Prophet says that Ali is my Khalifa for every mu'min min ba'di, after me. You know, they very cleverly say, well, yes, we believe he's a Khalifa, but he's a fourth one. That would be the response. When you say, well, the Prophet said, you know, Ali will be my Khalifa after me. Well, Rasulullah didn't say Ali would be Khalifa after the three Khulafa. Min ba'di, after me. What does that mean? He didn't say after 25 years, after I die. When he says min ba'di, this is after me, immediately after me. And that is why we say, you know, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, علي ولي الله وخليفته بلا فصل.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود
قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.